Gosh, now I'm really thinking, do I need a dog?
Oh boy. I think it's a good idea.
But I don't think it'd be fair to the dog.
It would not be.
Where I live in my schedule.
Yeah. It would not be.
Yeah. I'd be asking a lot of people to take care of my dog, and I don't want to do that. Because I want the dog, you know, like, forget me.
Right.
Maybe I could rent a dog. Can you rent a dog? Like periodically? Like, I know there's dog sitting.
Uh-huh.
But can you, like, rent a dog? You know, George, you bit of advice. You rent. We could have a dog renting business.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking to pick somebody up at the park. You're looking to find a lady friend.
Yeah.
We get you a good-looking dog. You're walking the dog. You keep walking the dog until one bites. It's like fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you rent a dog for an hour.
And then a dog disappears once. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think you might have something here.
Yeah. So social dilemma is real. Like, TikTok has convinced me that I should get a dog. Now people on Twitter are like, hey, get my dog. Some of you really like your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you that are trying to sell me your current dog, come on, man.
Come on.
What if the dogs listen to the show? We'll put you out. All right. Welcome in. It's 10:41. It is middle of the week. It is a Wednesday. Good luck to everybody with Powerball. And just remember where... You know, you heard that the jackpot was way up there, and just remember us little people if you happen to win Powerball.
Yes, please.
It seems we go through stretches in this state where we'll have winners of some large jackpots.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's about time for somebody to win. Let me just figure out which convenience store or grocery store is my favorite, so that, you know, they get a little bump. Like, maybe find a mom and pop convenience store so that when you win, they get rewarded as well. All right. Let me give you the lineup for the program. We're going to be really busy today. The news that just broke within the hour. Deontay Williams is back. Saying yesterday, thinking he's going to come back, not a surprise, but maybe because of his age, you were thinking, hey, he might move on. But things right now are trending the right direction on that side of the football for Nebraska. In guys that you want to come back that are coming back. I mean, you're going to have a veteran defensive group. Now, some of these guys that are coming back create a little bit of a logjam. So what? That's what competition is all about. But Deontay Williams coming back is important for Nebraska. Now, Markell Dismuke, Will Honus, Ben Stille are all next to make a decision. That's the defensive side of the ball. Should we focus on the positive? Just talk about all happy stuff today and just talk about defensive football at Nebraska? Or should we be fair and balanced, include offense, which there are plenty of questions on who's coming back, who's not going to be here, what it's going to look like when we roll around to spring football before we even start discussing the season?
I like positive.
Okay, well, you know what? We're here to inspire, engage, and be people's guiding light today. So we will not talk about anything on the offensive side of the football for the next 5 minutes.
Love it.
Coming up at 11:30, see, here's a defensive guy, former Blackshirt. Scott Chanley will join us. We're into the divisional round of the playoffs. Lamar Jackson has violated the snow game code. You know, one of the number one rules of the snow game, George, is you don't admit that you haven't played in snow. And there could be snow in Buffalo. I'm more concerned about the wind. I'm a weather weenie. I got me a meteorology minor. You worry about the wind, not the snow. Thank you. But Lamar Jackson said that yesterday in what I think is the number one must-see game of the four this weekend between Baltimore and Buffalo. Scott Chanley will stop by at 11:30 as he will drop his usual knowledge with us. And I'll be curious to see how he feels about Tampa Bay and New Orleans playing for the third time this year and the Saints trying to beat the Bucs for the third time since 1970. It's only happened 21 times that a team has beaten another team three times in one season. I know it doesn't happen with a lot of regularity, but that's not very much since 1970, and that's what the Saints have a chance to do against the Bucs this weekend. If you want to say who has the most pressure in terms of quarterbacks, I could make a case that Tom Brady does. You don't want to lose to the same team three times. You also, if you look, Tampa Bay's offense against top 10 defenses hasn't been good this year. The Saints have a top 10 defense. Has not been good. I think Tom Brady might have the most pressure of any quarterback to win this weekend. Now, it's not gonna change his legacy. But, I mean, people are starting to believe in the Bucs. But he's facing a really, really good defense. So Scott Shop stops by at 11:30. We'll have the mailbag. Chance for you to win a gift card to Oscar's Pizza and Wings by submitting a question. And I'm sure after our dog discussion and everything else that went on in the crossover, it could be wild again today. We'll do that straight up at noon. All you have to do is send an email into the Equitable Bank inbox where they take banking personally to george@1620thezone.com. And Parker Gabriel will stop by. Do we even want to speculate? It's 10:45 right now on this Wednesday morning. Parker stops by at 1:30. Do we want to speculate what will be the next bit of Nebraska football news? Will it be a coming or a going? Could you find me some odds on that? Because I think by the time we get to Parker Gabriel at 1:30, there will be another transaction with Nebraska football.
I got one.
There'll be another transaction with Nebraska football. The mic cut out there. I don't know. Did you hear that part?
No, yeah, I got it. Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay.
I'll just leave it at that. So that's the lineup for today. See, it's that time. It's that season. It's the silly season where you follow people in a portal, and Nebraska has gone 2-for-2. I'll share my thoughts here in a little bit on Marquise Stepp saying yes yesterday. I know there was a flood of news about Wandale Robinson on Monday, and that's still a story. But Samari Toure is a good pickup for Nebraska. I think he is an exceptional pickup for Nebraska on Monday. That gets a little bit glossed over because the bigger story, and rightfully so, was Wandale Robinson. But now that Nebraska has gone 2-for-2 out of the portal and adding players, and all of a sudden, I got people in the inbox are telling me that, boy, Stepp might be the next 1,000-yard rusher at Nebraska. Let's just take a deep breath, okay? We get excited about new players around here, whether they be recruits or guys that enter the program. Have we not learned our lesson? Just step back. Just take a deep breath. Don't make any sweeping generalizations. But we don't have to worry about flight tracker season. You know, Nebraska's not looking for a head coach. But we do play the game of who's following who on social media, including current players or players that could maybe fit what Nebraska needs for 2021. Social media never fails.
Never.
Never fails.
Undefeated.
Yeah, that is right. Plus, we'll talk about some disgruntlement in your league, George. James Harden, Kyrie Irving.
Shout out to John Wall.
If you polled, you know what? It would be nice. It'd be nice if people start acting like professionals.
There's a couple people that need to hear that.
Hey, we're all fighting for our bread in this country.
Uh-huh.
If you have a job, it's great. But you show up and you do your job and you be professional and you do what your job asks of you, or you don't have that job anymore. There are many people that spend time and energy and finances to watch Kyrie Irving play, mm-hmm. and he don't give a damn. He don't care what you think.
Not.
How about acting professional? Who would have thought if I gave you Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and John Wall, that John Wall would be the guy that acts the most professional of those three?
Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that something?
And then I think of like real bona fide established superstars in that league, like a guy named Kobe Bryant, who at the tail end of his career as the Lakers were feeding him scraps, would have been easy for him to say, you know what, maybe that trade that's been talked about privately, let's go ahead and do that. And he said, no, I'm going to do my job.
Bingo.
I'm going to do my job. Do your job. That's why, God bless you, George, that's why people will either not embrace the NBA or run away from the NBA because of how player-dominated it is and how players run the league. Again, if I was a Nets fan, and here's a cold hard fact. They played 84 games with Kyrie Irving as part of the organization. He's only played in 27. To his credit or not, he doesn't care what we think. Well, he probably should start caring now.
Yeah.
Because if I'm a Nets fan, and again, I'm investing my emotions, my time, and my money in that organization, and he's part of that organization, it's time to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You're a professional. Act like a professional. He's not acting like a professional.
Simple as that.
This question has come up. Yesterday, we didn't get to all of the discussion about Alabama winning a national championship. Am I crazy to think, and feel free to tell me if I am, that some national media and college football fans essentially want Alabama to apologize for how good they are? That they are so good right now that they are ruining the sport. Do you really want Alabama to apologize? No. College football doesn't have an Alabama problem. It has an issue with teams that are really good and recruit really well, and they develop really, really well. We don't need Alabama to apologize. We need other people to get better in those two things that I just mentioned. We'll dive into that as we roll till 2. Scott Chanley coming up at 11:30. We got the mailbag at noon. Get in your questions for a chance to win a gift card from our good friends at Oscars. And Parker Gabriel stops by as well. When we come back, we're going to talk about running backs. Again, Deonte Williams has said he's coming back. Now we wait for Markell Dismuke, Will Honus, Ben Stille to make decisions to come back. That may happen today. Maybe something else happened today. We don't know. I mean, the waiver wire is hot and heavy. Plus, Dedrick Mills yesterday did what we all thought he was going to do at the age of 24 after only 18 games. Boy, did it seem like he was here longer. Dedrick Mills is off to the NFL. How will we remember his career? 18 games. That's all he played at Nebraska. You would have liked more. And probably in a normal season, you would have gotten more from a guy that I really liked covering. I think he was a nice asset for 2 years to Nebraska. But we wanted more time, and I think we wanted more Dedrick Mills. We'll dive into all of that stuff. Again, as we roll till 2, it's a Wednesday edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone. You're always welcome to jump into the boat and start rowing. All you got to do is tap those numbers, 951-1620. You can email us into the Equitable Bank inbox, Gary or George at 1620thezone.com, or on the JTech Construction Twitter feed at Gary Sharp 1620, at My Ace is Black 04, or the official Twitter handle of the show, at Gary Sharp Show.